This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Ides of March are upon us, something for later in the hour to examine. Right now, though, as we get started in this hour of the DJB program, it's important for us to pay attention to what's going on, not only here in our country, but around the world, because many of the things that do happen around the world have implication, and there's certainly runoff over here. So on the DJB show with us, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Jennifer off today. Let's get to it, Victoria, going over to Australia. What's the latest?
Yeah, New Zealand actually is where this, a horrible attack on two different mosques in New Zealand happened last night, and 49 people have been killed, 20 are seriously injured. The New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has described this as an unprecedented act of violence and has called it one of New Zealand's darkest days. Of course, the one 28-year-old man is in custody and has been charged with murder. He'll appear in court on Saturday morning. Two others remain in custody for questioning. It's such a terrible bit of news to wake up to. And, of course, this is setting off alarm bells around the world. In London, the mayor, Sadiq Khan, has issued statements assuring the Muslim community that the Metropolitan Police are on high alert and that there will be extra security at mosques around London. And same thing in Dublin and Paris and every other major city. I haven't seen anything yet from officials here in the U.S. I'm sure mosques around our country will be on high alert as well, in case, you know, of copycat shooters and things like that. But it's just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Is there any way of absorbing this other than for us, just as we normally do? I say we in a collective sense, not just the this group, but in general, we absorb this information, we acknowledge the tragedy, and then we say to ourselves, how does it affect us, or what do we do about it? And that's when the flailing begins, because there's really nothing that on the surface we seem to be able to do, and we tend to be hard on ourselves here because we think there's more violence here than anywhere else. Well, there is violence everywhere. Look at the violence created by war in the Middle East. But in these circumstances, there is a, if you want to use the term war, there's a war going on, a cultural war, a religious war. And then you get back to the ground level here of the fact that most of the trouble that the world has really ever had to deal with on a global sense has all been over religion. And then you think about why it is that people are so intolerant. Why does it bother you that somebody else doesn't believe what you believe? And this is a soul-searching thing for all of us to think about. Why is it that because somebody, no matter how they're different, why does it bother you? Can you get down to the root cause of that? Let's all be partners here and think about this this bizarre way of thinking that's created. Basically, there's this business of free will, and you know, if we believe in a supreme being, which I do, and I think all of us here do, there's this why question always. It's the same as when somebody gets cancer and dies, or some accident happens, or some baby dies. And whenever these things happen, those of us who are introspective look inside, or we look into one or the other or both, the reasons for it, and come up with nothing. We come up with zero. And I don't know, I feel frustrated here because I don't know how to connect with the agent from above to ask or to understand. I happen to be also a great believer in astrology. And my birth sign is Scorpio, and my moon sign is Pisces. And I'm what they call the rising sign is Aquarius. So that makes me a very curious sort. I also am very pushy. And when it comes to this sort of thing, I keep searching and sort of pushing, looking for answers that are not there. Or if they are there, I can't find them. And it's more than just intolerance. It's just something that is so frustrating. These people are dead for nothing. They're dead because somebody doesn't like their religion or their point of view. And why is that part of our growth? Why is that part of our systemic history, if you will? The history of mankind goes back 300 to 400,000 years. And so over that period of time, mankind has always had to, in quotes, worship something that we all feel is bigger, better than we are, and becomes an explanation for the goodness of the world, because there is so much of it. But then you see the dark side and wonder. I mean, I don't want to go on with this all. It's just I get frustrated and
it's very frustrating.
Angry and but I, that doesn't do anything either.
No,
it's upsetting is that I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, it's hard to move past because you can't wrap your brain around it. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make
any
sense.
But one of the nice things that I saw, I mean, all of New Zealand is just in shock. This doesn't happen there. So to have so many people killed in such a senseless act so quickly. And they don't know how to deal with it. And, I mean, I don't know how to deal with it when it happens here, even though it happens more regularly. But one thing I did see that was nice is, you know, people asking how they can support their local mosques just to show them that, you know, maybe this happened in one place, but we support you in our community. And I think that's a nice thing that we should do regardless of if there's a shooting or not. So, I don't know. Maybe that's a small thing we can do in our own communities.
Without motivation, just do it as a matter of course. That's a great idea. By the way, and it sort of follows with some of the other things. I'm shockingly because you can look around and find this sort of craziness ever, and then I want to look to the Creator and ask why, and it comes back to me. It's up to individuals to mature as they will and learn what they can. There's a woman who went into a clinic, a woman's clinic yesterday. There was a protest going on, and this particular woman, and I only bring this up because it's just another example of people and their values. We all have different thoughts about things, and we are to be respected for our individual. I think we are, even if we don't agree. I'm looking at some pictures of a woman who punched another woman at an abortion clinic yesterday. So today she has to go to court for aggravated assault. But she just walked right up to her on the side of the street and punched her. Just wailed. I mean, she wailed off.
Just because the woman was going into the clinic?
No, the woman, the person who did the hitting, the protester was there because doesn't like abortion, and somebody who obviously disagrees went up to her and punched her.
Oh, and punched the protester.
Punched the protester. Yeah. So, and, you know, you look at...
What does that accomplish? Absolutely nothing.
None of this stuff accomplishes anything. It doesn't. So maybe you think about your actions today, and in a subtle way, just subtle because it's you're the closest person to you, sometimes this stuff becomes very introspective. And maybe you want to light some candles, if that's the case. Here's somebody broke into a church and destroyed the inside of the church in a local reality situation here. Why? Why do you want to go into somebody else's church and bust it up? Because you don't believe in that religion? So, you know. What is it that sets the tone for your day today? What are you going to do today to make this a productive, really, not necessarily a happy day, because we don't all necessarily have happy days, but what are you going to do to produce something that will be good for you, your family, your friends, whether it's just going to work and doing a good job, whatever it is. You're the principal of your school. You're the main ingredient of your life. You're the one who advocates best for you. Open your ears, open your mind, open your brain, open your heart, and look at this stuff and think to yourself, what good does it do to be angry even? What do you get out of being angry? I'll never forget a guy who called me on the phone. This is probably 20 years ago or more, maybe 25 years ago. He was so angry at me, and he was yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering. And at the end of the conversation, I just let him go on. I didn't say a word. He was telling me that I was, you know, an idiot for something. I don't remember what. I'd certainly had some of those calls over the years. But at the end of it, I said, are you ready to take a deep breath? His name was Jerry. I can remember. We had a recording of it. Jerry the Jerk Caller. That's how the producer labeled the call. Jerry the Jerk Caller. So at the end of it, I said to him, how are you feeling? And he goes off. And so I let him go on for a couple of more minutes, and then I just said to him, you know what's happened as a result of this call? You hear my voice? Do I sound like I'm upset? No, he said, you don't sound like, and that's what really makes me angry. And he really goes off on it again. I said to him, so if somebody were to measure your blood pressure right now, what do you suppose it would read? And if you've listened to yourself over the last 4 or 5 minutes, who's anger? Who got upset? Who has this bothered? Or who has it hurt? You think you hurt me by calling me names? You'll notice I didn't pay too much attention to you. And so now think about who it is that really is agitated, angry, and hurt by your actions or your words or your attitude. And he took a gulp and he said, I'm upset. Yeah, I said, do I sound upset? He said, no. So what have you accomplished? He hung up. maybe that's the way to... As you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've confronted almost everything that you can confront on the air. And it's funny how some of that stuff sticks with you. That Jerry the Jerk call, I haven't thought about him for years, but under the circumstances, it fits perfectly into our conversation here. Which is about to have an uplift from those of you, or I'm going to aim this at this large crew listening to us that has lower back problems. Back problems that keep you from getting a good night's rest. Back problems that help you or hurt you in terms of maybe even enjoying a nice ride in the country in your car. This lower back thing is really a problem. And there are lots and lots of people, millions of people, suffering from lower back pain. So let's see if we can fix it by using Purity Products Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yes, the formula will work for a couple of weeks of using this every day. You'll notice significant changes in the way your body feels, the discomfort in your lower back. It'll be much, much different. You're walking better, sleeping better, sitting better, standing better. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is guaranteed to change the way your back fits into the rest of your bod. How about that? And you know what? Purity Products want you to figure it out for yourself. Don't have to believe me. Here's a free bottle for you to try for your lower back. 800-291-4180. Make note of that number. Call it now because their operator is always standing by. 800-291-4180. And again, there's no way of going online and buying this stuff and getting the free bottle. Use the DJV code 800-291-4180. Free bottle. The only cost to you is the shipping. 800-291-4180 for a lower back relief, the ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pop music around, and there have been some groups that have been maybe a little more responsible for some of it than others. And so the story of how these people played into Lou Pearlman's life as a documentary, Boy Band Con, the Lou Pearlman story, which is a feature-length documentary about former NSYNC and Backstreet Boys manager Mr. Lou Pearlman, reveals his downward spiral after swindling, cheating these bands and other investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Pearlman, convicted in 2008 for conspiracy and money laundering, ran one of the largest Ponzi schemes in the history of our country. So, this film has been produced by YouTube Originals and Lance Bass Productions. Debuts on YouTube the 3rd of next month after it premiered at South by Southwest. Pearlman's role in discovering NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, several other teen acts, is the focus of the first half of this 99-minute documentary. The film also delves into Pearlman's life as a con man and how he scammed 2,100 investors out of $250 million. This guy died in prison appropriately. Started scamming early, appropriating school friends' money to bolster his own influence. Lance Bass and the NSYNC bandmates, J.C., is it Chazay? How do you pronounce that?
Chazay.
Chris Kirkpatrick, also interviewed in the documentary, as well as one of the Backstreet Boys, A.J. McLean. Oh, well, actually, Aaron Carter, O-Town's Ashley Parker, Angel, people who grew up in Queens with Pearlman, number of people who lost their life savings to him. Justin Timberlake's mother appears. Timberlake does not, nor do any other members of the Backstreet Boys besides A.J. McLean.
I think a lot of them don't want to talk about it. Because it's, you know, it was very embarrassing. Yeah, it was horrible what they
so all these
through.
Kids, they worked for years, a couple of years together, touring, landing two number one albums, got paid $35 a day. Hello?
Yeah.
When other people on the road are getting $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a day, each member got $10,000 after all their expenses had been recouped by Perlman, who had written himself into their contracts as a sixth member of the band.
And these are
that's
just
the biggest joke of all.
Insane.
Wow.
And these aren't songs and bands that just kind of had a hit and disappeared. Like I still love these songs. I know all of the lyrics to these songs, and people sing them when they come on. It's just insane to think that they made that little amount of money.
Well,
I think NSYNC got hit harder than the Backstreet Boys did. Because you know, I think the Backstreet Boys maybe had better representation, but the NSYNC guys just...
Where are the lawyers? Where are the agents?
Well, they were also young. They were so young. It just, and the parents didn't know anything. I'm interested to see this and to see what the moms say, you know, what was happening too, because it's an interesting perspective from the parents' side of it. They're watching their kids go out on the road for two straight years, and they're getting $35 a day.
Yeah.
Per diem? That doesn't even buy you lunch and dinner. Like, that's crazy.
It is crazy. Makes you wonder. But, you know, I say that guys like that don't belong in jail, even though he died in jail. What would have been better is if he had gone to work, used his magic, and under supervision, make some of that money back again.
Well, I don't think $250 million. I don't think even Bernie Madoff stole that much.
I think you did, but it's
250 million. Wow,
the same point. Yeah. Anyway, 28 at the hour here. Lessons to be learned on the Friday program. This is the DJV show.
Some people are open to feedback; others aren't. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback; they thrive on it. Because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that settles you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is that it is clear that this is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
That's New Zealand's Prime Minister on the shootings at two mosques that have left 49 people dead and dozens of others injured in the city of Christchurch. Four terrorists are now in custody. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says many of the victims are likely migrants and possibly refugees who chose New Zealand to be their home. And she says,
they are us.
Guns, except for hunters, are illegal in New Zealand. It's the first mass shooting there since the 1980s. The late winter storm that pasted Colorado with snow and hurricane-force winds now threatening the center of the nation with more heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. Those rains causing flooding and damaging roads and bridges in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. And this is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mondo Bizarro time, Friday the 15th, the Ides of March are upon us. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Yes, today is the day to beware of who your friends are. Do you really know who your friends are? On March 15th, 44 BC, Julius Caesar was assassinated by his best friend, and thus, et tu, Brute. Julius Caesar, leader of Rome, killed by 60 senators at the Senate meeting. Maybe there's a little something out. Nope, Doug, don't say that. As far as history knows, they thought he had the potential to turn into a dictator. His death has become so legendary that the name of his best friend, Brutus, who was the betrayer, has become synonymous with traitor. Remember, well, you probably don't remember. There was a cartoon, one of the characters in Popeye is Brutus. He's the bad guy. Olive Oil is the love interest. How many people remember that? You guys don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know Popeye and Olive Oil.
Yeah, but Brutus was, there's a big broody looking guy in the cartoon, and he's...
I knew there was a bad guy, but I didn't remember his name.
Yeah. Name is Brutus, yep. So,
I like the
anyway,
guy who wants the hamburgers. Who's that guy?
That's
I'll gladly
Wimpy.
Pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
that was Wimpy.
Wimpy, right.
All right, so anyway, you got that point. Today is the day to actually know who your friends are. Actually, also, because St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday, we probably ought to spend a little bit of time thinking about St. Patrick's Day. Should we, I don't know if celebration is the right word. I'm not sure a lot of people feel like celebrating because of things going on in the world. But and that reflects actually well, because originally St. Patrick's Day was not a celebration. It was a solemn religious holiday.
Yeah.
There were, I think last year in our country, 30 Irish parades around the country, and they're all over the place around the world now. But the first St. Patrick's Day was in New York City on March 17th, 1762. Irish soldiers serving in the British Army celebrating their heritage. It is not true that St. Patrick drove the snakes from Ireland, as the legend claims. But
however,
he did.
I have never seen a snake in Ireland. I'll just say it. My
really?
Dad grew up there and has said he's never once seen a snake in Ireland either. So it doesn't mean they don't exist, but
I wasn't
happily,
looking for them the last time I was
as
there.
As a family who does
again.
Not like snakes, it's we're very happy that maybe St. Patrick had something to do with that.
Don't like spiders and snakes. Remember that song?
Spiders, I don't care about, definitely. But snakes, not a fan.
All right, so other things that are not true. Some people think the shamrock is the official emblem of Ireland, because you see it like on their planes and stuff. Nope, the harp. Did you know that? You must have known that. You probably could tell better stories here than I can about St.
Well,
Patrick's
the harp,
Day.
Yeah, the harp, you can see the symbol of the harp is on the Guinness factory and on Guinness bottles and things like that. So the harp is used quite a bit in Ireland. But the shamrock is, you know, that's kind of a marketing tool, I guess. Four-leaf clover.
Right. So I think I've said three or four times on the air that I'm going to go to Ireland.
I'm so
on
jealous.
A sort of a
I'm
fact-finding mission, in a manner of speaking, for the first week of April. Yes, well, I'm sorry about that.
Thanks for that
I'm
invite.
I'm
we
going
could have
to
had a wonderful trip to Ireland.
Yes, we could have.
You're going with a bunch of strangers. Et tu, Dudley?
No, I'm going with a bunch of strange people. I happen to know them all, and they aren't strangers. They're strange. Other talk people. That's radio people. Leprechauns and their association with St. Patrick's Day. What can you tell us about leprechauns? Do you believe in leprechauns?
Well, they're fictional, like unicorns, so no.
Really?
But it's...
You mean, you don't believe in Santa Claus either, or the Easter Bunny. What's the matter with you?
Well, Lucky Charm from Lucky Charm cereal is about as far as I delve into leprechauns.
Are there green? What's the green that's associated with St. Patrick's Day? It's the, I guess.
Well, Ireland is the Emerald Isle, so that's where the green all comes from. It is literally green all year round. It's shockingly green. When I took Lewis there last year, it was his first trip, and he just couldn't believe. We landed right before New Year's Eve, and he couldn't believe how green everything is all year long. It's why the butter's so good when you get those grass-fed cows. It's delicious. It's my favorite butter.
Grass-fed everything. So the why do you suppose the shamrock isn't a four-leaf clover? You suppose they didn't believe or know the difference between a three-leaf clover? That's really what the trifoil is, the three. That's what the symbol is three. Why not four? A four-leaf clover, one would wonder.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think the four-leaf clover, I was actually just reading something that because of the way that, you know, just the way modern life is, that four-leaf clovers are and shamrocks are actually kind of almost endangered in growing in the wild. And so they have to be, you know, a lot of them are now just grown at nurseries and things like that. But just because, you know, industrialization and land being, you know, taken up. But animals love eating shamrocks.
Oh,
cows and horses.
Cows
and,
love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Yep.
Goats.
Great stuff. Well, maybe we'll spend a little time on Monday celebrating St. Patrick's Day because Jennifer will be here, and I don't know how much Irish she's got, but you got plenty.
I think her mom is Irish, right? Or has
her name
part
is Sweeney.
Irish.
Mother's name is Sweeney, so that's pretty Irish.
I've also just been informed by a caller that we have a correction to something we said earlier. Brutus is not on Popeye. It's Bluto.
Oh, Bluto.
I was going to say, I thought it ended in an
Bluto.
O.
All Bluto. Right. Thank you. Bluto. But Bluto is named for Brutus, just an adaption. But thanks to the caller. Nice to have everybody on the roll here. 888-302-3684. Anytime you want to ring our bells, ring our chimes here. Twitter, @OnAirVictoria, @DJVShow, @CShillin with two L's and two N's, and @DougStefan We also have some things updated from this week on Facebook at facebook.com/DJB Show. And, of course, the podcast. I got a note from somebody yesterday as to who was it? Somebody that I just met who is working on the farm and knew that I was in radio and found the DJB Show website after going. A lot of times people who are the old timers go to DougStefan.com or Good Day Show, and then they are sent over to the DJB Show, and that's where you can download all of the podcasts that are there and updated all the time. Certainly the college admission scheme is part of the important focus this week, a little more in-depth there. As a matter of fact, I think in terms of in-depth or updating, interesting to see how Lori Loughlin and her daughter, who is a real loser, are coming out of this thing. Every time you turn around, you look at this woman had a lot of, she had quite a machine going.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as making movies and TV shows and all that stuff. She had it made with the Lifetime Channel, and they fired her yesterday. Hallmark, what I said, Lifetime, I mean,
yeah,
Hallmark.
Yeah, when I read this last night, I was really surprised that Hallmark, she is a cash cow for Hallmark, and
yeah,
she does all of their movies. Her movies are, get higher ratings than most of the other Hallmark movies, because a lot of the time, they use the same actors and all the same kind of things.
Same
and
stories.
And really, the popularity of the actor has a lot to do with the ratings of all these different Hallmark movies. She is by far the most popular, and I was very surprised that they swiftly said they're stopping production on anything that involves Lori Loughlin.
Well, even stuff that was supposed to be on this weekend was yanked.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When Calls the Heart, that show that she's on with Jack Wagner, and there's a bunch of other people.
Not airing.
It's just,
Jack Wagner is in that? My God, he's been a sort of one of those. Remember him from the singing days? How many people remember him from the 80s? He was a soap guy.
My mom, he was on General Hospital for a long time.
Right. Yeah,
it was Frisco Jones. But my mom always liked him as a singer. I've never heard him sing, but I know my mom has been a fan of his for a while.
Yeah,
but he's on that show, and it's like the number one show on Hallmark, and they're going to have to figure out how to write her character out. So the ripple effect is kind of crazy.
Loughlin was charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud. Let's see here. Court documents note that she and her husband agreed to pay bribes totaling over $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits on the USC crew team, despite the fact they didn't participate in crew at all, didn't know one end of a boat from another.
Comfortable on the water.
So that's what it took to facilitate their admission to USC, because their grades apparently have been so bad. These kids have been so pampered, spoiled, rotten, as the expression goes, and they are a product of what you would expect from parents who are clueless, basically. And then, so they had the conspiratorial connection to Rick Singer, real name William Rick Singer, the CEO of The Key, a company that, quote, helps wealthy students score better scores on college admission tests. I saw the story. There's a, I don't know if you have that audio, and I don't know, sometimes we don't like playing audio from some of these things, because it's not that it's blue, it just is kind of sad to listen to these people and find out how clueless they are. So, this guy, Singer, wrote a couple of books, helping people get their kids into college, that sort of thing. He worked for the Money Store before he became a conspiratorialist here. Actually, some of the ideas are fairly clever that he used, but
photoshopping kids into your books for sports they didn't play?
Yeah, right. But it's really amazing that people were that creative. And with so many colleges around, so many good colleges, they've wasted all this money just trying to get them into colleges that have cachet, when in fact that I use my college years as an example of that, going to a small Midwestern school. There are tons of really good schools.
Of course.
And
Lori Loughlin's, the younger one, I don't know anything about the older daughter, Isabella. She's 20. The younger dum-dum is 19. She's who's a social media influencer, and she's got over a million followers and blah, blah, blah. And she's the one who had that video basically saying that she didn't value college at all. She didn't even know if she was going to go to class, and she was there to party. And It's just the whole thing
bizarre.
Is so disgusting.
That wiretap phone conversation is pretty damned bizarre, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that goes on, one of the big stories of the week. And also, I suppose this is television news. Before we get to the television schedule, the update on Jussie Smollett. He pled not guilty yesterday to the charge that he lied to police. He is indicted, as you know, 16. There were 16 counts against him, by the way. He told police he'd been the victim of racist and homophobic attacks in downtown Chicago. He's denied any involvement.
He's going to stick with this. Yeah, he's going to stick with this defense till the end of time. He's going to, even though they're never going to produce these two white suspects, and I say that in big sarcastic air quotes, and it's just that the whole thing is a joke. Now his career's done. The fate of the show empire hangs in the balance. No one, normally shows are renewed by now, and Fox has not made any decision yet with Empire. So the whole cast is going to suffer because of this guy.
Back to the kid who apparently is, for whatever the reason, was desirable and was a spokesperson or somehow or other got involved in a couple of major brands. They kicked her out of that relationship.
Oh, Lori Loughlin's daughter? Yeah. She had a deal, I think, with Sephora and Amazon, and they're done.
All right, so what do we have for TV tonight and over the weekend? If you can give us a quick summary, that would be good there, Victoria.
Well, tonight on NBC is a brand new Blind Spot at 8 o'clock. On CW at 8 o'clock is a new Dynasty episode. Also new on ABC at 8 is Fresh Off the Boat. And I know, Doug, you'll be watching Blue Bloods. That's brand new tonight on CBS.
I watched Blacklist before that.
Blacklist on NBC, new Blacklist. A new Hawaii Five-0, and one of the shows that Jen actually turned me onto the show, The Cool Kids. It's really funny. It's on Fox. It's a brand new episode tonight at 8:30. That's Vicki Lawrence's new show. Very, very funny. And, kind of like a Golden Girls type of show. And then, a show that I haven't seen yet, but is getting some buzz, is the Kelsey Grammer show, Proven Innocent. That's also brand new tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. Yep.
Yeah. That's a conflict for me because I want to watch, I don't care much about Hawaii Five-0 anymore other than just moving to the da 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 da. I find the stories to be kind of just blasé. But that Proven Innocent show is very well done, and it's on opposite Blacklist, which is also a very well done show.
That's what DVR is for.
I know. I don't know how to use my DVR. I guess circumstances.
And then, of course, then the other thing over the weekend, if you want to watch the St. Patrick's Day Parade, that will be on Sunday on TV.
Right. Meanwhile, the Giza Sheet story is paramount in our relationship with MyPillow, G-I-Z-A, Giza. Giza, good Doug. Giza cotton sheets. If you don't have them, get them. It'll guarantee you'll get the best night's rest. I always say that. We say that for all these MyPillow products. Get the pillows, best night's sleep ever. Get the mattress toppers, best night's sleep ever. Get the mattress, best night. Okay. So put them all together, and can you imagine how wonderful your nights will be? It's Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, now on the market, made with the world's best cotton. Giza, small town G-I-Z-A, and there's a G-E-Z-A also in Egypt. Anyway, the bottom line is this great stuff. Wash it, dry it, use it, MyPillow.com, order the Giza sheets. Giza, good Doug. Giza sheets today, 30% off with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Time now, 53 after the hour. Up to us at this moment in time, Victoria Keelan, to go through the top five technology stories from the point of view of an influencer like you, because you are an influencer.
I think Lori Loughlin's daughter has ruined that title of influencer. I don't know what to call that.
We'll use another term then.
Yeah.
All right, so we go from number five to number one. First item here is number five, and it has a focus on PayPal. Those of you who have PayPal accounts, listen up.
Yep, no one likes waiting to get their money, especially when you're stuck waiting for PayPal to process it. So, PayPal is addressing that issue with a new option that lets users instantly transfer funds into their bank account for a small fee. So, right. This is just like Venmo. Venmo is owned by PayPal. So, this is great news, though. If you sell something on eBay, PayPal is still the default payment mechanism. And so, if you make a lot of money on PayPal and are on eBay and you want your money right away, you can do that now. It goes right automatically into your bank account or onto your debit card, and they will take 1% of the total transaction. It maxes out at $10, so it's not terrible if you're transferring a large amount of money for only $10. It's not terrible, but
okay.
You can also still wait a few days if you don't want to pay the fee.
So here's what I want you to know about that. This is why I don't use PayPal, because they're using your money. The reason you don't get it for 3 days is because they use your money to make money. That's mm-hmm. how they make money. And so charging you 10%, if you looked at what they make, they invest your funds overnight in the Japanese market, and what comes back on average for the average transaction is somewhere between $12 and $14. So every time money is moved, no matter what its size, big or small, the average amount of return they get for doing that is $14. So they're going to charge you $10 to send it to you right away. This is where they make the money and why PayPal stock is as valuable as it is. Just FYI. Number four. DirecTV raising prices. Oh, isn't that sweet, Victoria?
Yes. DirecTV is, of course, owned by AT&T, which is now part of the conglomerate called WarnerMedia. And so as WarnerMedia is kind of ramping up to become one massive company. DirecTV Now, which is the app, the freestanding app that you can subscribe to monthly. You don't need to have actual DirecTV. You can just use the DirecTV Now app. That is going to go, that's going to get a price hike of $10 per month. Now, in exchange for the $10 per month hike in the price, you will receive an HBO subscription in return. So, you can weigh the options. If you like DirecTV Now, you can stick with your package. It's about 40 channels, including HBO, for $50 a month. The second package is the DirecTV Now Max. That has more than 50 channels, also including HBO, and that's $70 a month. And so this is, once again, it's more, they're in trying to compete with Amazon and Netflix and Hulu and all of that. But I don't know that raising the prices by $10 a month, that's quite a hike. I don't know that is going to be the best way to do it. But the new changes will take effect on April 12th.
The aggregate of, $10 doesn't seem a lot, but multiply that times the number of customers they have. Wow. Number three, Vizio, the TV manufacturer, is going to get into your shorts a little bit here, it looks like.
This is not great news for fans of Vizio televisions. They are the second largest TV manufacturer in the U.S., and they're developing a new industry standard that will allow smart TVs to serve targeted ads. Right now, the only place in our technological universe where we're not inundated with targeted ads are smart TVs. And so Vizio wants to change that, and they want to make a lot of money off of targeting, and basically what that's going to do, anything that you watch on TV, they're going to correlate that with certain ads. It's just like when you're on Facebook and if you search for something on Instagram and then all you see are ads for that product, it's going to be the same thing on TVs. For me personally, I would never buy a Vizio TV because I don't want that. So we'll see where this goes, but they're hoping to have these rolled out by the end of 2020.
Cheap crap TVs. All right, here's some people living in Michigan. This is some bad news if you haven't heard this yet. Listen up to this.
If you live in Michigan and if you have used Wolverine Solutions Group, it's a Detroit-based healthcare company and they manage a lot of hospital records. 600,000 people in Michigan have had their data compromised, and this is bad news. It's names, addresses, social security numbers, and medical records. And so WSG is rolling out a website to help you put out a fraud alert on your credit file and possibly freeze your credit as well. So if you might be affected, go and check on that website for sure.
Number one, a recall. This is battery recall. Wow.
Yep, more battery recalls, this time from HP. And these laptops, all the HP laptops, includes 28,000 laptop battery units on top of 50,000 that were initially recalled last year. Go to HP.com and find out if your model is affected.
Check it out. That's the overall list of things. Hopefully we've tweaked at least one thing that's important to you here as we end this hour, 59 past the hour.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.